This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, he joined us last year. We had to have him sit down with us again on the home of the Dallas Cowboys. He is the legend, Daryl Moose Johnston, 105.3 The Fan. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
We're frustrated.
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't ask anybody from Dallas that question, right? My fault. I apologize.
Over which topic, though?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, we're not good in it. Wait till we trade Micah Parsons in both franchises, you know, trade one of the top players in an offseason.
All right, which one's more shocking, Luka or Schottenheimer?
I think there's a scenario behind the Schottenheimer hire that we just don't have the details out publicly yet that I think would explain it a little bit better. Luka's trade is, we were at a wedding Saturday night. That thing came through the wedding party, and it's all, like, my son is 25. I mean, it just a shockwave through the entire wedding. I felt bad for the bride.
I know.
It's just like, I mean, she's like, what the hell just happened?
Got so, upstage.
Yeah, right. Who the hell is Luka, and why is he ruining my wedding?
Now, are you guessing something? There's something more of the Schottenheimer thing, or you know something?
No, I'm trying to figure the whole thing out, because if you wanted to stay status quo, why didn't you just hire Mike McCarthy? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But I think Brian's done a really good job with some of the hires that he's brought in. I think Matt Eberflus is a good hire. You know, I felt bad for him just watching that game on Thanksgiving, because they were playing hard, and they couldn't get over the top. And we were there in 89. Well, I mean, we found some very creative ways to lose games, but the Bears definitely surpassed us this past season. But if you looked at what happened after they moved away from Matt, you could see that his guidance had left, right? Because they were just horrible for about a month. And they righted the ship at the end. So I like that hire. You know, the OC hire is going to be interesting, because that's an offense, you know, based on a run game with Kyler Murray, and you don't have a Kyler Murray. So I would have liked Scotty Montgomery maybe a little bit more out of Detroit, because that's a more traditional style run game that I think you're going to do in Dallas. But I just think when I look at it, it looks like the organization was caught off guard, and it's like, how did this sneak up on you? So the only thing I can think of is, because everybody's contracts were over, this is not a, hey, we're going to bring you in and we're going to talk about whether we're going to do the final year of your contract. This is more like, are we moving forward with you on a new contract? And I think that new contract came across the table, and the organization said, I don't know if we want to go to that number.
So I'm curious, just real quick, you mentioned 1989, the first year that you're here, and we talked right at the very beginning about the Luka trade and the shockwaves there. When the Herschel Walker trade went down, was that a similar type of, like, shockwave experience that you recall? Just, like, that was so unforeseen.
No, because we were not good. You know, we traded away our best player, but was that one player really going to resurrect that team? Or was all the draft capital and the players that you got in return for that player going to prove to be the best way moving forward? And that is a trade that people still to this day talk about. I have never seen the entire tree come down off the Herschel Walker trade, but I have heard some of the names that became Dallas Cowboy players based on draft picks that were either used at the spot they were in the trade or traded down the road and then came back to us. And it's pretty impressive. I think it's Kevin Smith and Darren Woodson. I mean, it's a number of guys that were great players for us. So I don't think those two trades compare at all, because you're going from, you know, a team that really didn't know what it was going to become, and that trade was really the genesis of allowing it to become that team that it was in the 90s, where this is one that, I mean, when you talk, there's nobody that looks at this trade and says, yeah, it kind of makes sense to me. I mean, nobody has said that. Where I think when the Herschel Walker trade, there was like a, whoa, you know, that's the most talented guy in the roster. Why would you trade him? And then all of a sudden you see what you're getting, and you're like, oh, okay, that makes a little bit of sense.
Moose, do you think that the divorce between the Cowboys and McCarthy is almost like a relief for both parties? Are you getting that sense?
I think it sounds like it was amicable at the end. You know, Troy made the comment that it's not as coveted a job as it once was, and I think that there's a lot of truth to that. You know, everybody understands the dynamic that exists within the franchise, and do you want to take that on? How much control and how much say do you have? Because if you talk to anybody that's competitive that gets into a position of leadership, I want to do it my way, so if I fail, it was because of me.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be because of something that was outside of my control. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the biggest challenge that the franchise has moving forward.
Do you talk to Jerry?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't, yeah.
But that's just because paths don't cross, or when you go in to sit down.
Oh, you know, if we see each other and stuff, yeah, absolutely. If I see him, I definitely, you know, say hello. He drafted me in his first draft class, you know, him and Jimmy. So I will always be, you know, obligated to the Jones and grateful and thankful to the Jones family for bringing me into the Cowboy family. So, yeah, when we get an opportunity to visit and we're in the same area, it's great. And Stephen Jones is somebody that I feel I can pick up the phone. And if I have a question, we do a lot of stuff. I talk to Will McClay constantly about players and advice from Will. So I do have a connection into the Cowboy family, you know, with a lot of the key people in that organization. So
That's
good.
The thing that infuriated us, definitely I'll speak for myself, the process of not talking to Belichick or Vrabel or Glenn or just name them.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa. The appearance is you didn't want to do your homework, or you knew that wasn't a possibility, that these people would upset the power structure, or you didn't want the bigger personality. It's fans are starting to feel hopelessness now.
Yeah.
I haven't felt them feel for the 15 years that we've been working together.
Yeah, that's a great point. And really, you know, the two big topics we're talking about right here, it seems like conversation has been lacking. That's the key component to both of them. You know, the Mavericks just not hard conversations between a general manager and a star player. You know, why haven't we had these? Why hasn't this stuff been laid out on the table and then more people brought in to figure out what's the best way to move forward on this?
Yeah.
You know, we need buy-in from you. Here's what we're willing to do. What are you willing to do? And that's what it's about. That's what great leadership is about. And if you have an opportunity not to visit, I knew that just everything that we just talked about, the structure of the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, do you really think you're going to bring in a Pete Carroll? I mean, Pete is very different in his approach every week. It is not traditional, but it's been very effective for him, going all the way back to USC. And he's not going to change that, and he's going to want certain things in place, and how willing is the organization to grant those? So I think maybe some of those conversations were never had because you know they're not a good fit. So that leads to the hopelessness because they wanted a big hire. But, you know, let's go back to it. It's not the name, right? Because let's go to Detroit. They hired Dan Campbell. That's not a huge splash.
Right.
And then he's biting kneecaps on his first presser, and everybody's laughing at him.
Yep.
But that's just Dan Campbell. That's just who he is. He's real. And that's what you want. You want somebody who's real. You want somebody that excites the fan base. You want somebody that gets all the players engaged. And then Dan did a great thing, you know, hiring his staff. And he got criticized. Oh, there's too many ex-players here. You know, you need some guys with X's and O's. That team, when you walk into that facility, man, there is a culture there. And you know, there's nobody has a question of what's going to happen next. Everybody has the answers. So that's the most important thing for me, and that's what's missing in Dallas.
Let me...
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value Surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I want to follow up on the culture thing because they talked about that a lot in the presser. Something was missing, and Brian is going to fix that. And people go, well, are you going to be allowed to implement your culture? Like, what does that actually mean in terms of interference that we all love to imagine and talk about? Maybe it's real. Like, what would Brian Schottenheimer not be able to do that he would want to do when the Joneses are involved or the front office is involved?
Yeah, I think this is one where maybe people start to focus on a part of the organization that really doesn't have anything to do with the most important cultural aspect. So let me give you an example. This is what I've heard about Kansas City. So here's a team that's been to 5 Super Bowls in 6 years. They're on the cusp of making history. Andy Reid is old school. He takes his players to a college campus, and they live in dormitories, and they practice football. And Andy Reid presses the envelope when you talk about NFL restrictions. In training camp, in the regular season, padded practices. You know, he is going as far as he possibly can towards old school. I think we've let the pendulum swing way too far. When you go to training camp, Patrick Mahomes practices. Travis Kelce practices. Chris Jones practices. When you have a preseason game, Patrick Mahomes plays. Travis Kelce plays. Chris Jones plays. If you're healthy, you're playing. And I think you do the same thing when you come into the season. You are pressing the envelope with the parameters that are placed on NFL practices by the NFLPA. And even if you want to be proactive and call them up and say, hey, if one of my guys calls you and says we're skirting the line, then I need you to call me so I can explain it, or at least get some clarity so I make sure that I'm in line. I hear that they're not working hard enough. I mean, that's what comes back to me. And that was why we were as good as we were. I mean, we worked harder than anybody in the NFL at that time. I didn't get to go to all 31 other training camps, but when they came to us, I mean, it was, they're like, whoa, hey, you know, and, you know, the Raiders came in, and it was a war for 4 days. I mean, the preseason game on Saturday night was easy. You know, the practices on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday were unbelievable. And that was that era. Now, was that the right way to do things? Probably not. Probably shortened a lot of our careers. But, you know, the big thing is, you know, back then, you know, you could look at how we did things and how San Francisco did things. And we did them very differently, but we both were successful. But San Francisco was still fast at practice and not as physical as we were. We were physical at practice and we were still fast. But they wanted to focus on the speed. Let's go do inside run drill. Let's take the shoulder pads off after that, and now let's fly. Let's go really quick. And I don't know if we're practicing that way anymore in the NFL. Not just in Dallas, in the NFL, because we stressed our bodies in training camp. We didn't have soft tissue because we had pushed ourselves so far in training camp that we were never really going to reach that level again with soft tissue stuff during the year. We trained so hard in the offseason, we got the body ready physically to take on a 16-game schedule. Now we're 18 weeks and 17 games, and you pull back the work? That's why the body breaks down. It's not ready to go through that.
Moose Johnson joining us here, 105 through the Fan. Do you think their hesitancy to drastically change update, you know, rebuild or go through a drastic change with the way they want to hire coaches. Do you think that's simply Jerry's old and he doesn't want to risk a miss?
I didn't understand the risk answer during the press conference because, to me, every head coach hire is a risk. Uh-huh. And a lot of times it is a coordinator who's taking that next step. Ben Johnson. He's never been a head coach before. This is a risk for Chicago.
For sure.
You don't know.
Yep.
They had a risk with Matt Eberflus, and that one didn't work out for him. I mean, the majority of the time when you're hiring a new head coach, he's being a coordinator being elevated to that position to sit in that chair for the first time. So, yeah, it's always a risk. So I thought that was one I got to wrap my head around. The biggest risk he ever took was Jimmy Johnson, right? Bringing a guy from the college ranks up to the professional ranks. And that was phenomenal. That was a tremendous decision, and he had all the success there. So it seems like for me, you know, you buy the team in '89, you make a risky hire, it works out great, and you go on a historic run, and you caught lightning in the bottle early, and you've been chasing it ever since. And I think that people had expectations, and it's just they have to know how hard it is to win a game in the NFL, let alone to win a championship in the NFL. There's so many things that have to go your way. And they just haven't put themselves in the position to allow those things to happen.
Moose, give us an update on the United Football League. What's going on with you guys?
We announced our headquarters in Arlington last week. So where we were 4 years ago when I started in Legacy USFL and where we are right now is unbelievable to me. It's been an amazing journey. We've had tremendous people that have helped us along the way. I say one of the big things for us is year one, we're like salesmen along with whatever our role was. And we've got to convince players and we've got to convince coaches to buy into our vision and come join us. And now, you know, those players and those coaches are calling us. Those agents are reaching out to us. Hey, we'd love to get our guy into your league. You know, when's the next opportunity for us to get in there? We had to make a coaching change this year. We've got Ken Wisenhunt, we talked to 2 years ago, who was working as a consultant at Alabama. Hey, I'm very flattered, but I'm not ready to leave what I'm doing right now. Well, he calls this year. So we get Ken Wisenhunt in our league. Tom Cable, Mark Colombo, you know, are going to be offensive line coaches in our league. We're getting really, really good coaches and really good players coming our way. And that's a testament to a lot of hard work by a lot of great people in this league. But where we were in 22 and where we are right now in 25, to me, for everybody that has been a part of that journey originally from Legacy USFL, it is absolutely amazing where we are. And the best decision last year by the XFL top management, by the USFL top management, to come together in a merger and not stand toe-to-toe and slug it out and see who the last man standing was going to be was the best decision. And we're unwinding that, and we've had a better cadence in the offseason, so everybody's a little bit more prepared for this season coming up. So really, really high expectations for the brand of football you're going to see.
Absolute treat as always, man. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thanks. Yeah, you guys too.
Darryl Moose Johnston, the Cowboy legend right here on 105.3 The Fan. The man who tried to get rid of Luka 2 years ago. Are Mavs prices going up as well? And a Luke Bryan ticket giveaway next on Sean and RJ.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.